and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden holding a high-stakes news conference last night, answering questions for nearly an hour about his mental fitness in office. ABC's Jay O'Brien has Capitol Hill reaction.
Largely positive from lawmakers. I heard from one Democratic source who said that Biden, quote, has the same problem coming out of this press conference as he did going in. That's because he did a good enough job to not necessarily put entirely their concerns at ease, but it wasn't bad enough to have this groundswell of Democrats come out, the floodgates open, if you will, to try to push him off of the ticket.
The president will campaign in Michigan today. The Republican convention begins next week in Wisconsin. European Union regulators say the blue check marks used on X are deceptive and that the social media company's transparency falls short of the EU's digital rules. More than a million homes and businesses in Texas still without power following Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. Palestinians now returning to parts of Gaza City after Israeli forces pulled out. Reports from the area say block after block has been reduced to piles of rubble. The Pentagon also says it will shut down that floating pier used to deliver aid to Gaza. It was operational for just 23 days and was plagued by rough seas. No more getting movies from Redbox.
A commercial for Redbox once declared,
"Running from Redbox is the smartest decision I've ever made."
But that's not the case anymore. In the age of streaming, DVD rental services have become more and more obsolete. And that's the fate of Redbox, which has 24,000 kiosks outside supermarkets and other businesses nationwide. Those kiosks are shutting down, and more than 1,000 employees will be laid off as the company liquidates its assets. In recent years, Redbox did incorporate a streaming component, but it was too little, too late. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
A new streaming service, however, is ramping up for Christmas movie fans. Hallmark is launching its own service, offering its holiday movies for $80 a year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a tip I got from Professor Harold Pollack and Helene Olin, who wrote a practical and easy-to-read financial advice book called The Index Card. I really like this book. This isn't one of the book's big lessons. This is just a quick trick that helped Harold go through his monthly expenses and cut back his spending. Here it is. Look at your bank and credit card statements like somebody stole your card. Somebody else is spending your money. I mean, you can understand why this person needs food and gas, but why are they blowing $15 a month of your money on a mobile hotspot that you're pretty sure they never ever use? Is there anything like that you can cancel or cut back on? Boom! That wild spending, card thief version of you just helped you slim down your spending. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug La Follette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command, composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star Game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, our high 86 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid. We'll get to 88 with a heat index in the low 90s. Could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's radio show. It's radio show. It's radio show. It's radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Friday to you, getting through another week. Although I don't want the weeks to go by fast.
Why?
It's the summer. It's beautiful. This is the time of year where there's no pressure. Just kind of do your thing.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yesterday was
beautiful.
It was awesome, right?
Oh, my
and this
goodness.
Weekend's going to be great. And
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And then
love it.
Monday is hopefully going to be nice because Johnny and I get out of here at 9 o'clock. At 9:30, we are hosting we're participating in a golf outing on Monday. I called you last night.
What are you talking about?
You and I are working the eighth hole at...
When?
Monday.
I can't make it Monday.
Any other day of the week, Chad.
Right. No, I asked him last night. I'm like, hey, look, man, I got to get this on the program.
No, it's actually... So, we have a good time at that.
Yeah, this whole weekend, though. I mean, you got to get out and do stuff.
No question.
Tonight is the...
I'll be at Fond du Lac, as I mentioned, tonight and tomorrow for the amputee softball tournament.
Right. And then tonight is that Botanical Garden, Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I'll be at the banquet in Fond du Lac. Last night, I was at the at Thornberry. 8 years now, I think I've done it for, but I even told the people, it's for Unity Hospice.
Oh, it's great. Love
and
that.
Those people are so good. I've had so many veterans that have spent the last days of their lives there in unbelievable dignity with respect that I told them, I said, for what you guys do for our elderly with that hospice, the way you treat these people, I will help you guys out anytime possible.
And we're having funding's always a thing with these, you know, 501c3s, with these not-for-profit businesses. And Unity Hospice, one of their funding mechanisms are these retail stores.
They're looking at opening another one in Dupuy.
I think they just did.
No, they didn't. They're running into some zoning issues.
I
think you need to step in.
I'd be happy to, and I will call the mayor, because I really like what they do with
that
money.
It's zoned for one thing versus what they're trying to do. Yeah. So you know how those things
Well, it's
work.
Just so that we need a little rezoning.
Exactly.
That's not a problem.
I thought about you right away. Honest to God, I thought about you right.
Called
Jim Schmidt.
I stopped in there and said, look, we'd like to get you on our program because I know you're opening another store.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Okay. And what they do for families, you know, you talk about the dignity of the patient
and a beautiful facility.
Oh my God, that Ming's.
Because you know, there's been some that with some of my guys, you know, I visit them over their last days. They're in a hospital room by themselves, and nobody knows them, and nobody whatever, and they're just their families are gone. They've outlived their families or whatever, and they just, I hate to say, but just fade away in oblivion almost.
Yeah,
and just the opposite at Unity.
Yeah, Unity's great. All right, I'm gonna call her.
Please do.
I'm going to call her during the break.
Alyssa Gerke.
All right. We got to get that. Because those stores are great. And people.
You want to run one, don't you?
Yes.
Could I make some stuff and you'd sell it?
No. That's what happens, Johnny, is people go there and that is their last stop, right? And it's free and they want to do something for Unity and people donate and their families donate. But a lot of times they leave their household to Unity because kids don't want it.
Right.
And what Unity does is they take the stuff over to Unity Haas, Unity resale shop. This is on Comanche. They're going to another one to appear. And they
on Broadway.
Is that where it's going to be? Well, that's a good location.
A great location.
Oh. And they take, like, it's all good stuff, but they take the really good stuff.
Yeah.
And then the other stuff they donate to other charity right. things. But so what I gathered from there was I got, like, you've been to my house.
Once.
Yeah. But I have a lot of china. Like, I have 13 sets of china.
Wow. And, well,
and I buy it
there. Christmas party. 12 and a half.
What?
I didn't check your
I didn't want to say anything.
But I will
may
tell
or may not have been an accident. I bumped just, against something.
But when I, so I had that bridal shower last Sunday, right? I'm telling you about that.
No.
No, I did. He was upstairs.
I did not know you had a,
remember he had the linens. Yeah.
The linens.
Okay, got it.
The linens, the tables.
I thought that was a 4th of July party.
No, it was a bridal shower for a really good friend of ours. And I had the tables and I set them all in different sets of china.
Wow.
And then I said to the bride-to-be, you can pick one of these sets because my wife says we have too many. And she picked one, so I packed it up and it was my gift to her.
So where do you go to these kind of stores to find those things?
Johnny, you can buy a setting for 8 or 10. And I'm talking not just the plates and the saucers and the cups. And it's probably, I don't know, 100 pieces gravy with serving dishes and everything for $50.
Really?
The whole set.
How much normally would it have been?
Oh my God, those sets, when you look at replacing stuff, that can be $10, $15 an item.
Oh.
I mean, so it can be hundreds of dollars. But yeah, it's a good deal. I know you don't go there just for the deal.
Yeah, you do. You're on video, by the way. When you do.
I do. I don't do that. But
don't mention
it. It goes to a good cause. So Unity Hospice resale store on Comanche is a great, great place to go. And they have different sales throughout the month and throughout the year. And they're going to open another store in De Pere. I didn't know they hit a snag in zoning. So I'm going to call.
Please do.
Mayor Boyd.
They would love it.
Yes, I will look into that. So anyway.
James Boyd, if you're listening, give us a call.
He's been on our show.
Yeah.
So what do you have going on? It's going to be like 90 tomorrow. Oh, you're at the softball tournament.
I've got the softball tournament, the amputee softball tournament. The banquet is tonight in Fond du Lac, the Radisson. I'll be down there for that. And then I'll be announcing their games tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
You've been there, though. That was great that you came last year.
Yes, yeah.
Isn't it inspirational?
Cool. It's great. I mean, and what they do for kids and for each other. That is a great, and that's in Fond du Lac. Easy drive, easy parking.
Beautiful stadium.
Yes. So I'm going to be in the water, but yes.
You're not coming down?
No.
You're going to be in the water.
My daughter is coming home, the one I showed you that picture of this morning. Which, I don't know if you, it's
unbelievable.
Yeah, we look at our little city here, which is a great city. But
can you hold it up? Where's the camera? You should take that picture, just hold it up to the camera.
Yeah,
I'm serious. This is like incredible where she plays
give
soccer.
Give me your phone, I'll put it up in front of the camera.
In New York City.
Yeah. What they do, Johnny, is, so New York is trying to attract talent. Your daughters live in New York. Yeah. Mine live in New York. And these kids live in pretty expensive apartments.
I have no idea how expensive. I don't even want to ask.
There's another picture on there, too. But they carve out places. You know, there's a lot of, you know, obviously Central Park, everybody goes there. But there's smaller parks. But they dedicated this one park just for soccer.
Isn't that crazy?
And I think it's cool.
Right, like, in the middle of Manhattan or Brooklyn.
No, they're in Brooklyn. They live in Manhattan.
Manhattan, okay. Yeah.
Isn't that something that Manhattan with... That's going to be...
There it is. Great. Look at that picture. That's where she plays soccer. Right? Almost like the financial district, really, right? Yeah.
I just think that's...
That's incredible.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
That says a lot for the city that they carved that out.
Yeah,
because they
want
to get kids... Most kids like to play soccer. She said it was less competitive when she was 11.
What's all the kind of like the yuppie types out there now? Huh?
Right.
Trying to get their...
But it's great exercise. Run. Thanks, Todd.
That's great exercise.
In the middle of the night.
I think I would have been a good soccer player.
You might have been. Yeah, you got the legs for soccer.
You
can kick. Yeah. But it, you know, and artificial turf. The field looks well maintained, and yeah,
we didn't have soccer when I was a kid. There was no soccer. You never even heard of soccer.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, nobody played soccer.
Pretty much baseball, football, basketball.
That's all it was.
Yeah,
nothing else, and hockey.
Yeah,
for some kids, but yeah. So anyway,
And then also on the docket, I don't know, you guys, Tuesday, what's going on, but a little cherry picking next week. I'm going.
Oh,
I'm
when?
Going
for which sure. day?
I don't know.
Oh.
you're looking to be busy. See, if I would have said Wednesday, I got to go. I would have said Thursday, Tuesday. I don't know, John. I'm going to trick you.
I'm not big into picking things. You're big into picking things.
I'm big into picking things, Johnny, not because I think it's a good family. I did that when I was a kid, and I did that with my family when they were kids, and now I'm doing it with some of the people at the homeless shelter because I think they should get out. And
that's a great idea.
It's good to get out, pick some strawberries. We're going cherry picking. They're all excited about it. It's only an hour, but it gets you outside. And
I agree.
So anyway.
I'm not putting it down. I'm just
just not going.
It's one of those things. I could go to a festival, and I could buy a box of cherries.
Yeah, and spend, what, three times as much as us?
But still, I know. Yeah. You know what, though? Oh, my gosh. So when I went to camp last week,
yeah,
I bought some raspberries.
I love raspberries.
Love raspberries. That's the only fruit that's I expensive. Really like. Raspberries and oranges are the only fruits I really like. And bananas. Okay?
Not good. I think you like those. You like blueberries?
I told you, I wasn't a big blueberry fan. Oh, that's right.
You said bananas?
Mm-hmm.
Apples? I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, apples.
So we'll go apple picking in fall.
Yeah.
If you want. But you don't like picking.
Yeah, I'll go with you. Sure.
Drive over to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're like one of those kids where, like, where does milk come from? The grocery store.
Exactly. I'm that guy. But anyway, so right. Can you get back to us?
Yeah, sorry.
So I buy these raspberries for almost like $7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I keep them overnight in my car.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The 24 hours later, mold. Light.
Yeah.
Heat.
Yeah, mold.
24 hours.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I had to throw. I couldn't save one raspberry.
Yeah.
The entire, it was like disgusting. It's like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to.
Holy
You should
cow.
Have put a paper towel because that absorbs a lot of the moisture. But yeah, you
just. I would have gotten out of the heat. Any heat like that?
Right. I had no idea that could destroy
seven
so
bucks.
$7 and I couldn't eat a single one in one day.
Mm.
Wow. That was. Not pleasant.
You know what I'm into, you guys? And
you know what, though? I was going to... You can't... I didn't realize this. You can't grow you can't grow raspberries.
Well, yes, you can.
No, you can't.
There's raspberry bushes all over the city.
No, okay. No, but what I'm saying is you can't, like, take... You can't, like, plant seeds and you have a raspberry bush.
No, you buy raspberry bushes.
But I know, but it's really hard, I guess, to get raspberries to grow.
I think it's hard to get them started.
Yep. Something like that. A lady told me this.
I actually had some when I first moved... Jim's not believing us again.
Go ahead and scoff, Jim.
Something like that.
Todd grew up on a farm.
Okay. It was tough. We had raspberries and strawberries, and even at my house, I tried to do a raspberry thing.
Yeah.
And they take a lot of care to get started. So if you don't spend
a lot
of time.
And sometimes they
on,
won't kick yeah, in. They yeah. won't whatever. Yeah. They say it's like the hardest fruit or whatever you want to really grow. Because I would love, I would, at my farm, I would have. Like a big raspberry patch.
Squeeze it in between the weed?
No,
yeah, that would be good.
No, I squeezed in between my mushroom farm.
Oh, that's
We're
right.
doing that.
I know.
We're
I
doing that,
work.
Joe. I talked to my brother.
Okay.
Listen, so he had a bunch of stuff cleared out.
How
so
much is the land? That's what I want to know.
He owns the land. It's on his land.
Mm-hmm.
So we got all these logs that we cut down. So next time I go up, we're going to make almost like a fence with them, like you see at national parks, you know, the nice natural barrier with the things.
Yeah.
We're doing that around the entire property. I'm going to take my drill. We're going to drill quarter-inch holes. I'm going to buy a bunch of those dowels that are saturated with the spores of the shiitake.
That's right.
And the other
Japanese mushrooms.
Going to pound them in. You cover them, with a little bit of wax or something like that. And in a year, you have unbelievable mushrooms. And I'm going to sell them at a farmer's market then.
Well, okay. That's okay. You're
How
on the fresh
are they going to be?
I know, right?
I will
right?
take pictures of people say, wait, and I will pick those mushrooms for them. That's how fresh they're going to be. I'm starting an entire mushroom farm, and I'm not joking. Not kidding.
I'm in. All right.
We got a lot going on today, folks.
We better.
I'm just telling you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. 68 degrees in Appleton, 66 in Oshkosh, 63 in Green Bay. Pretty much no wind. If you're like me and you're thinking about taking out the skiff today, boy, I'll tell you what, you got to really work the tram and the...
What are you talking about?
I mean...
What are you talking about?
Sailing.
Oh. Okay, you don't even know how to swim. Okay, yeah, that really, you're doing that today, Johnny? You're going out on a starfish?
There's no wind.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to go out.
Okay,
but you got to be careful. You got the, I can never remember some of the terms. I just know how to do them with the...
sail.
Yeah, and the, what's the thing? Tram. Isn't it a tram?
No. What's that called? The bow? The thing that hits you, knocks you off the boat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. The, that thing.
It hits you, yeah, it's not the, you know, the port stern, that's all left, right, or whatever, front.
Yeah.
Oh.
The boom.
The boom.
The boom. Thank you. Thank you. The boom.
You think you would know that because it knocks you off the boat.
I know,
kaboom.
I know.
All right.
I told you, I had a friend, her parents or her family used to do the sailboat race across Lake Superior, which is the scariest body of water in the world.
Yeah.
And she got knocked off in the middle of Lake Superior by the boom one day.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, got a text here. The old school of me wanted Paul Skenes to keep pitching until he gave up a hit last night or yesterday. 99 pitches through 7 innings.
Wow.
Do you think Nolan Ryan would have wanted to be pulled out with a no-hitter going, hey, we've been talking about that guy, and we, like we said, we gave away all those tickets. Hope the folks had a chance to go down there and watch. This kid is amazing. Amazing. Also, Pink Flamingo Weekend is here. Perfect conditions. Hot weather. Cold beer.
Brats, burgers. That is a great weekend. I'm sure I got to.
I don't know if anybody actually watches the games.
No, but
it's such a social event.
It is, and yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. 41, this is the 41st year.
Then. Okay, 41.
I said to John, I said, it's got to be over 30 years. Wow, 41 years.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. That's really incredible. But it is. I mean, that's almost like the big reunion for DePere. Everybody comes back for that.
Yeah, and... I think last year maybe they had, or yeah, I think it was last year they had one day of inclement weather, and I felt bad for the tournament, but I felt really good because they donated all the food to the new community shelter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's cool.
It was great. It's hamburgers, brats, and
oh wow,
we obviously appreciate that.
Okay, I don't mean that, to, but your anyway, people eat really good.
They do.
They eat.
We were talking
really
about that last
good.
Night. We're you know, obviously working yesterday and. They do. But you know, it's donations and Badger.
Can I live there?
Badger State. No, you
why?
Can't. Well, you've got.
If I give up my apartment, could I live at your place? I'd be fine with that.
You have to be moving forward to live.
I'm going
to
move forward. I'm moving forward.
You can't
in my life now.
Okay. Well,
I told you I'm converting to Amish.
I'm not in the case management, and you get assigned a case manager that sets your goals and. But I do want to say, so we have people come in, and you guys have both done this, come in and provide a meal. And yesterday, Badger State Brewery came over, and they're gonna pick a day to do that.
Nice.
That's a great company.
Absolutely,
you
great
know,
company.
They really know what they're doing over there. A young group, too.
Yep.
So they
always
do
talk
eat
about
really
the brain
well.
Drain from around here.
Yeah,
Badger companies State's like helping. That are just the opposite.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. We got the same thing here. I got a text here. Well, they have the same beautiful people at the Pink Flamingo as the volleyball tournament in Oshkosh.
I don't know.
From Ryan. Yeah. Oh, there'll be some scenery.
I both. So I think Ryan, you know, one day Oshkosh, one day.
Yeah.
Deep here.
Yeah. All right. What else? Today is National French Fry Day. You know, that's one thing I've given up.
What?
Yeah, I try to eat French fries anymore. I accept sweet potato fries. I love sweet potato fries. But I tried not, like, I went through McDonald's or whatever the other day and didn't get fries.
You shouldn't be going through McDonald's, period.
Today is all, what's that? What?
John.
Kebab day. Have you ever had a kebab?
Where you have like a piece of meat and then a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the grill?
Like maybe at somebody's house. You know what I mean? It's not the thing you like would do for...
At home?
Yeah. With if peppers, you go to a party and somebody would make them.
People make those at home all the time.
So like in the UK, instead of hot dog stands out on the streets, they have kebab stands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what you get there. And it's the big, it's the whole shaving the thing off the thing, twirling on the meat.
How is food in the UK?
It's bland. Getting better. But really, it's anything that's influenced from outside the UK. Like, they have a lot of great Indian food there and Chinese food and stuff like that.
Because you don't really hear about great British food.
There's a great TV show on PBS. I don't think they run it anymore because both the hosts are dead. It's called The Two Fat Ladies.
Okay.
Wow, imagine that.
And they cook all these, like, classic English meals.
Okay.
Just so gross.
I can't think of anybody opening up a British...
Right.
Restaurant.
No.
You know?
No,
fish and chips is probably the best thing you can find over there.
Right.
But, you know, it's always the tripe and the tongue and all the weird stuff. The pates.
Right.
Is there like pudding or something?
Black pudding.
Black pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of that stuff sounds good. You got to give it to the Italians. We got the best food.
No, I don't know. You guys got good food. No doubt about it.
I mean, who would be better than Italian food?
I tried Chinese last night at that place on... Envelope.
You brought up
that green tea?
No. How is it? Good?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, cool.
Man. What?
What? No, I know. I'm not a huge Chinese fan.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Ooh.
You know what I had one time though I really liked was Thai because it's really spicy.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
And that's why I want to try your place in Appleton, Todd.
Yeah, there's a couple great ones.
No, but you're the guy we had on here.
Oh, that's
Caribbean. Though, right?
That's Caribbean. Yeah,
but yeah. I'd like to try that.
Yeah.
I think more you'd spicy like that. And whatever. And
yeah.
Yeah. My favorite food though in the world. In the world, it's like Creole Cajun type food.
Yeah.
Andouille, what's it called? Andouille sausage.
Andouille. Yep.
Stuff like that. What?
Andouille?
Yeah.
That too.
But I could live in like New Orleans, just eat New Orleans food.
They have great.
Oh,
great.
God, I think that's the greatest food in the world.
That we just said Cajun Italian food. Was.
No, Cajun is better.
Okay. Let's
I'm going to say.
All right.
Text, no. Why open a British restaurant? What are you going to serve? Fish and chips and bangers of mash? Shepherd's pie?
Right, shepherd's pie, that's right.
What is shepherd's pie?
You know, that's like the
potatoes. Is that what the corn and the potatoes? You gave me some recently, right?
You made some, he made it with tater tots.
Yes!
But basically it's the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's shepherd's pie. That's called something else, though, here. It's not called...
No, we call it shepherd's pie.
Tater tot casserole, don't we?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Tater tot casserole, right? Same thing.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I think I called it. Right. Anyway,
Oh my God, today is pecan pie day. Greatest pie ever invented. Pecan pie. Greatest pie. I hate pumpkin pie.
I'm looking at this information. It says the number one pie in Wisconsin is the honey pie. Yeah.
I looked it up.
Today should be the anniversary of honey pie. I'm just saying this. If you're at work, be careful if you look that up. I found that one out the wrong way.
Pecan pie. I'm with you on pecan pie.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing ever.
Hey,
say this, though. I think, like, per square inch even, the most... heavily caloric food you could possibly put in your mouth
is
pecan pie.
Oh yeah,
it's like that incredible.
Yeah, I want to back up to the raspberries.
Yeah, you can't grow them.
No, you can't.
Nobody can grow them.
No, it's hard to grow both black and the red raspberries are. I agree, they're hard to grow. But
raspberries? I've never heard of black raspberries.
Sure, I get a box of food delivered every week from a local farm.
You would.
No, John, it's got raspberries in it. You should do that. That'd be good for you. I'm telling you. When's your birthday?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay. Missed it.
Bring me some.
No, you should get that box every week. And then you put the box out, and then the guy comes and fills it up, and there's eggs and raspberries. That's why I had raspberries last night with that homemade granola from that chef I had.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. That was really good.
Chef, Todd. 12 sets of China.
Todd Lynn.
All right. We're going to be right back.
I love
what
you put in the thing about the difference between him and I yesterday. About where we bought our clothes. Just had a quick break.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We're a month away from Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, Chippewa County getting ready to host at a neutral site. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's right, the big event next month is headed to the Country Fest grounds in Cadott. Charlie Walker with Chippewa County's Economic Development Council said they had nearby farms that wanted to host the event, but they decided the Country Fest grounds offered an awful lot of benefits.
The icing on the cake with the infrastructure and the facilities and the parking, we didn't want to go tear up another farm and then have to replace it. Those things were just awesome. So that was the icing on the cake that helped us select this deal. But Rooney Farms and the other farms that submitted were just awesome. And they are participating in this year's Farm Technology Days as well. So all the farmers are that lost out on the location are involved in helping make this a great show.
Charlie Walker with the Chippewa County Economic Development Council. Again, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest grounds in Cadott, with nearby farms also participating. Find out more and buy your tickets in advance, wifarmtechnologydays.org.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And while farmers nationwide continue to wait and watch for developments on the next farm bill, some of our Wisconsin farmers are going to be active in conversation about it next week during the Republican National Convention. A couple of the directors from the Wisconsin Soybean Association are going to be involved in the Great American Farm Fair in Waterford. It's an opportunity for farm leaders to get together with their elected officials as well as other guests that are in the state of Wisconsin specifically for the convention. Steve Tribotowski, who's a director with the Wisconsin Soybean Association, says that he thinks it's a good ag forum to try to help people better understand what agriculture today is facing and also recognize, although you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin agriculture is just a little ways away. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today, our high 86 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid. We'll get to 88 with a heat index in the low 90s. Could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Jerry.
What year?
1970.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
In the summertime,
when the weather is high,
you can stretch right up
and touch the sky.
When the weather's fine,
you got women, you got women on your mind.
Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
If her daddy's rich, take her. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel. I remember being, first time I ever heard this song, being at Shopko Liquor when I was a kid and came down for the Packers and I think New York Giants Bishop's charity football game. And it was like the first Packer game I ever came to. But I still remember being in Shopko Liquor when this song came on.
On military?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old Shopko.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that was a big thing for the Upers who'd come down. For some reason, I know I mentioned this before, brandy was like a lot cheaper in Wisconsin than in Michigan. And my dad would buy like boxes of brandy. And a lot of it, I don't think, was ever open. It would be like peach brandy and whatever that, you know, you'd have it for a Christmas when people are in, never open. But he'd buy so much brandy from Shopko Liquor, and we were allowed to buy a case of Bubble Up.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bubble Up?
Yes.
Yes.
I miss Shopko.
Absolutely.
I really do.
Say what you want. That was a whatever you needed, you go to Shopko.
They were great.
That was great. The old original Shopko.
Yep.
And then the...
Was never a Kmart fan.
I only liked the ices you could get there because they had
those
that little...
blue thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those. They had that little...
But then there always be some... I don't mean to be whatever, but some fat little kid and he's like all over his shirt and...
Johnny, that was
stop by our women's wear, where the blue light special right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, blue light.
Ladies and gentlemen, a blue light special is underway right now on Keds sneakers.
Every run over yes. there.
Yeah, red ball jets.
The
right.
best thing about Kmart is
that's
you could awesome. Find anything there.
Anything.
There was an aisle for wigs. I mean,
really?
As a kid, being so scared walking down this
oh
aisle,
my God.
There's wigs.
Whatever happened to Kmart? They just...
Shopko was bought by
Walmart.
Those
I mean, all those.
Yeah,
Walmart. What happened to all
Walmart.
Those?
Walmart.
Yeah. But I remember when the first Shopko came into our area in Marquette, it was like,
right.
It was like, you know, Moses opened up the sea or something. Everybody went, it was unbelievable. You couldn't walk in Shopko.
Yeah.
It was so
crazy.
Yeah,
it's really too bad what happened there. And it was, again, it wasn't the local talent that, you know, started here. And, you know, they bought right. They treated their customers right. They had great distribution and locations, but then they was it who bought them? Sun Capital? Who that company out of Minneapolis?
I don't know.
And man, oh man!
I remember I told this story to one of the guys who was involved. Sort of. I was so excited for I saved up my money. Don't laugh, but from picking night crawlers all summer and bringing back pop bottles and things like that. Okay,
okay, you said what $8,
whatever. And because I saw we used to get the Green Bay Press Gazette on Sundays.
Yes.
Okay. And there's a big ad in there in Shopko where they had all these Packer jerseys. And it was like Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke. And all. It's like, oh my God. So I saved up my money. I want to say it was like about $14 or something like that. Okay. And it's like, I'm going to get a Packer jersey. And we go there. And I'm like, oh my God, here's the run. Looking for, you know, Bart Starr, looking for, you know, Jim Taylor, looking for Ray Nitschke. And they were all number 56. Okay. And I go to the lady. I say, hey, these are all 50. There's no other numbers. And she goes, yeah, I know. She says, it's a mistake at the factory. It's supposed to be 66.
So, okay. I'll take it anyway.
And she goes, I go, who's number 56? She goes, I don't think they even got one. They don't even have one. So I ended up buying number 56. Okay.
You bought it?
I bought it. I've got pictures of me wearing number, and it's like there's no player. So we go to the game, and I look in the program, and there's number 56. Tommy Joe Crutcher was his name.
Wow.
Yeah. Never. And it's like, who is exactly? But he's great special teams player, and he made the team. And I just became Tommy Joe Crutcher's biggest fan. And he had a nice career as a backup. I don't know if anybody out there would ever know the name Tommy Joe Crutcher, but I wore his jersey with pride for the rest of my life, and I told that story.
That's a
to him
story.
At a Packer.
Really?
He was there. I think
awesome.
For the
that's league. Cool. I was just gonna say, let's get him on.
No,
but that's cool.
He died.
Oh.
But when Leroy Caffey, I think it was inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, who's a good Packer linebacker, and I told him that story, and I said, the lady said, yeah, I know, we're really pissed. They don't even have a 56 on the team. He laughed so hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
And only you would remember that story.
Yes. But
totally.
Yeah. But it was one of those things, like in eighth grade football, when we first got to play football, I wore that jersey, and people were like, who's 56 for the Packers? They don't have one. It's Tommy Joe Crutcher. Yes.
Do you guys remember? Do you remember this voice, guys?
To show our appreciation for your support this past year, Shopko's having a thank you sale. We're saying thank you with Lee Frosted Ice Blue Denim Jeans in 100% cotton. Both junior and Mrs. sizes on sale for $26.99. Save $6. And Lee Frosted Jeans for men with the famous Lee quality and
those
fit.
Are ugly.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Save $5. Save on Lee
the
jeans
Shopko lady. Karen McDermott.
Karen McDermott.
Yes.
Oh, she was a good friend. I've tried getting her on the show or on my shows in the past, and I tried getting, when I was doing some TV feature stories, I wanted to get her on. She was in a movie, like a slasher movie, and I think it was shot around here, one of those kind of movies, and she would not do it. She didn't want any part of it. Yeah, but whatever happened.
She had such
Karen
a great
McDermott.
Rep.
Oh, she was great. Everybody loved her.
Yeah,
everybody
you know,
loved
that,
her.
That 56, you which you should have had you been, you know, a good
forecast. A marketer like you.
What, yeah, see, look, 56. Well, who's that? Who's that? See, look, they'll be born onto this planet a linebacker. Right? Was it Nick Barnett, 56?
Yeah.
And you could have said, look, this.
Yeah, good point. I was ahead of the game.
You were ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You were this.
But every, that's what I'm saying.
I look in the stars.
Every other jersey was sold out. That was the only ones left. And they're waiting for new shipments. I'm like, she said, well, we'll have some on Monday.
And you were down
like,
here
I'll
from
be
the
Nagani on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the movie called Reyna, the Legend of Shadow Lake?
Might be.
From 1980?
Might be. Was she in it?
Yeah, it says she was.
There you go. Todd, we have a mission for you.
Get her on the show.
Find Carrick McDermott.
Do you know the truth? When I first started working with you guys, she was one of the first ones I tried to reach out to, and I just have never been able to.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Does anybody know how we can get a hold of the Shopko lady, Karen McDermott?
Is she still living in? She was in DePere,
I
right?
have no idea. I don't know. I really don't. Those were good gigs. I had a good friend. He used to be an anchorman at Channel 11 when I was there. John Niquette.
Oh, no, yeah.
Remember? John Natale.
Natale.
Yep. And he was was he Fleet Farm? He was one of those kind of gigs.
You're right. I think he was Fleet Farm.
And those were good. I need who could hire me?
But those are Green Bay, like, people.
Yeah, you
know,
absolutely.
That Karen McDermott is just, you know, like,
right.
Perfect mom or what? Perfect aunt or
was
whatever.
Was she like Miss Wisconsin or something?
Probably.
Something.
I don't
something.
Know.
Or Misty Pier.
And that guy from, was that, no, I'm thinking of the Menards guy.
Oh,
John Natale.
No. The Menards guy.
Oh, the other guy. Hey, this is so-and-so
right,
Menards.
But yeah, with the blue shirt on.
Yeah.
Big gut.
Yeah.
He died, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, boy.
But I think he did. I think I
well,
I
for his family members who weren't affirmed. Today is also Jell-O Day.
You know, it's funny. And look whose birthday it is today.
Yep. I think Charlotte? That's why. No.
Is that why?
I think it might be because.
At the end.
Keep going. Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah. General Pops. One of my General Pops with a roofie. Sorry, don't mean to make fun of that. But wow. Is he the biggest name that turned out the worst as to who he really was of all time in our American history? Did he turn from America's father to just this scumball rapist? Was that the biggest
drop
of all time in America?
Well, how about that other guy that killed his wife?
O.J. Simpson?
No.
I mean, there's another one.
That's you're getting a good point.
That's O.J. Simpson. But no, he was like I think he was a detective or something.
Beretta?
Yeah.
Robert Blake.
Yeah.
He always seemed a little weird, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. But I would think the biggest fall would be O.J. over Cosby.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a huge fall because that's both NFL and media.
But, you know, he did all right throughout the
whole
thing.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Bill ended up going to
prison. And can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't think he was the sole killer.
Oh, my God, John.
No, I think there was somebody else. I don't. I think somebody was with him. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
We just got this text. This is a good point, Terry. Rest in peace, Shelley Duvall from The Shining and Popeye. She was 75 years old.
I saw that. Didn't know her, but I read that.
She was always real skinny, wasn't she?
Her picture looked like she was skinny.
Yeah.
The craziest thing, though, in that movie, The Shining,
yeah.
The whole, when she's sitting there at the table talking, she's got a cigarette in her hand. If you want, everybody talks about how long the ash was on her cigarette. It was like 2 or 3 inches long.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for it to fall. I know.
You know, Cheryl Ladd, I think, is very underrated. I think she did a great job filling in on Charlie's Angels when she came in. I thought she was great.
And it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, 73.
73.
Now, Alan, is Alan Ladd her dad?
Or check.
Okay. Alan Ladd, who, you know Alan Ladd, of course. Great actor.
MASH?
Shane.
No, I never heard of him. Shane.
You've never heard of Alan Ladd?
Well, I don't know.
One of the greatest actors of all time.
Was he in MASH?
No. Alan Ladd? From Shane?
Did he do Password?
No. He did Shane.
I never heard of Shane. What is Shane?
The movie?
Shane?
Shane, come back!
That's another young man actor, that boy that
yeah,
I did
never,
not like,
nothing
right?
ever again. Yeah, I agree.
So she's married to David Ladd, the son of Alan Ladd.
Okay.
Yep. Father-in-law.
How could you not have heard of Alan Ladd, one of the great actors in Hollywood history?
God, a lot of them I haven't heard
but
of.
But the only thing is, though, he was 5'4". Okay.
Wow.
So they, with the women actresses,
oh, yeah.
they either had them walking a little bit of a ditch or really? He on a raised platform. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There he is right there. Nice picture. Yep. Alan Ladd.
5'4".
He's 5'4". So the women used to have to walk in like a little ditch they would build for the ladies.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, Tom Cruise is not much taller than that.
5'6", I think.
5'6".
Yeah. Talk about Jell-O. I could live without Jell-O.
Yes.
Especially Jell-O with fruit in it.
However, did your mom make pudding?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's still Jell-O too, right?
Yeah, I know, Jell-O, but you know what I mean? It's like...
But Jell-O I could do without.
Okay, pudding? I got a texter that's no Alan Alda on MASH.
Oh, yeah. See, I was right.
And somebody else had texted about pecan pie. They said key lime pie. I love key lime pie, but where do you ever find
that?
Yeah,
right.
Where would... You know what I mean? I'd love a piece of key lime pie, but whoever... You go to a restaurant, they don't have key lime pie on the menu.
Well, I don't know. Some of those, like, supper clubs do, because the ladies make them in the back.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been to a supper club that had a key lime pie, but okay, I'll take you at your word. No, so I get limes shipped to me once a week, and I take it, I put it in my little blender, little squeezer thing, and squeeze out the, and I pick out every piece of pulp there is. Every piece I pick it up with a tweezers.
And then the chef comes and I bring out the linens.
Then I bring out the linens, and we got China. We put it on
cents,
China.
12
it's
cents.
It's unbelievable. It's a great, and sometimes I'll tell people, just take all it. Right. They're like, well, no, I can't. Take it. Take the China. Take the China. No, I can't take the China. Take the China.
Leave the cannoli.
Yeah. That would be
anyway,
you.
Yes.
That would be you. I make key lime pie every day. Yeah. Etch-a-Sketch Day,
yes.
Fun thing, but I could never make anything cool.
Boy, you, some people were so
some
good
people were
at that.
Amazing, and yeah. I was terrible.
That was a great, great invention. I hope, and I'm sure he did, made millions, because that was a very cool thing. If he patented that, it was just so magical, and then you could write names.
Shake it up.
It's awesome.
I agree. Christy Yamaguchi, former figure skater.
Oh, yeah.
Was America's sweetheart for a while. Richard Simmons.
She's been here, Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Richard Simmons is 76. He's gone through some weird times.
Yes.
Huh?
He's actually
out
now on social media. And he's telling stories about like life and all that kind of
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Some good stuff, actually, I'll be honest.
Okay. And as you mentioned, Bill Cosby is 87, and it'll be fine when he dies. Don't you agree? I'm saying anybody that rapes somebody, if you die, you die. Yeah. I don't have any.
Did you see? Did you ever
see
him?
The world's a better place. That's how I look at it with rapists.
Yeah.
No, but I had him on. We had him on IXX.
Okay, and
he went on for like 45 minutes.
Oh yeah, he's
and we just let him talk.
Yeah,
he just rambled.
He is funny though.
So we got a note on key lime pie.
Yeah.
Apparently, Uncle Mike's has it.
Really?
The place where we get those great.
Yeah.
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 I did not know
Danishes,
that.
Yeah.
Somebody please bring us a key lime pie.
No, don't.
We'll give you a t-shirt. Give you a t-shirt and a Heights cap.
Don't.
What?
Just bring us.
What do you mean don't?
A kohlrabi or something that's healthy. No. I'm not
it's a
eat it.
Fruit, Jim. Lime. What do you think scurvy came from? Lack of limes by the British troops. It's the true story.
6:49.
I'm going to give you a history lesson again. Middle of summer, beautiful day.
It is.
We're just getting warmed up. Mind of the Mayor back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m., on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Let's
see if I got it here. This says 1978.
Eight. Boy, that was a big thing, though, man. Greece.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was working at the iron ore improvement plant with all these hardcore miners.
And
we're sitting at lunch talking about Greece. That was like, guys had no problems going to a musical when Greece came out.
Yeah. Right.
Well, now here's the question. I think we talked about this before, but Sandy, right? The main character that Olivia Newton-John played.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Kind Sandy or Last Seen Sandy?
Sweet and Kind.
Yeah. The Sweet Kind?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. People would think that'd be the opposite of me, but yeah. Yeah.
I'm one of those people. You're more for that.
I watched that last 5 minutes over and over and
yeah.
over.
Yeah. I know what you're saying with that, but there was something about the nice Sandy
yeah.
that was. Bring maybe home. It's, you know why? Maybe it's because I don't think I could have gotten the nice Sandy when I could have gotten the other. So it's more of a challenge.
Jim, thoughts?
No, I'm good.
No, go
I'm
ahead.
Good. I'm good. No,
go ahead.
We're going to bring home to mom, right?
Okay. Well.
Yeah, but. Okay.
No, that's.
So which one?
Leave the nice one.
The nice one?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Quick poll on that one. Guys, quick poll on that one. The nice Sandy or the naughty Sandy? Nice or naughty? Which one? I will say this. So you know what I never liked? You know what I never liked? Like in high school or whatever? Even girls that smoked. I never liked girls that smoked.
But a lot of them did.
I know they did.
When
lots
we were
of them.
In high school?
Lots of them. Yeah. I never liked that. That was never, it's like.
Kissing an ashtray.
I know. But I just know. Never, you?
I think a lot of girls, even at our little school. Yeah, a lot of girls.
At Roncalli?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think that was a total turnoff when girls smoked.
I don't know about. I got to think about that. Was that cool or was that a turnoff?
I don't know. They smoked. I just never found that attractive with a girl. Yeah.
I think you're right. I don't know, though, when I was 16 if I thought that, but I sure think it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to think about that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Hey.
So quick poll, guys.
All right.
Which way is it? The nice Sandy or the leather pants Sandy?
Todd, I just asked Johnny at break. You know, it's going to be hot. We'll hit the 90s
yeah.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something that people do, movie theaters. Is there a good movie on right now? And the other
thing
I want to say.
And we talking about this, though. Go ahead.
No, the other thing I want to say is I did a little interview over at the new community shelter. We're going to be open.
For who?
For anybody.
No. Who did you do the interview for?
Fox 11.
Okay. And what is it going to be on tonight?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't ask. But they.
Oh, you do. Just, when's this going to be on?
I'm not one of those.
Can I get a copy of it?
I used to love that.
Can I get a VHS copy?
Never.
So we're singing my era that you'd ever be asked by people.
They just stopped it. And, you know, it's obviously air conditioned and play some games, but we have there's a lot of cooling centers in Green Bay, but we're one of them. But I said to Johnny at the break, I said, is there a good movie on? Cause you know, that's sometimes that's good to do when it's 90 degrees out. I'm not going to do that, but Donna had mentioned that she can go, but there's nothing
Well, you know, but we were talking about when we were kids, and Todd, I would think you'd go far enough back with this. You'd open up the paper, newspaper, on like a Friday, and there'd be almost like a whole page or at least a half a page of all the different movies that are going to be all around the area.
Yeah.
That used to be so much fun.
And I'm looking at the paper now and can't find anything.
And they had double features. Why don't they have double features anymore? You still love double features.
They turn the seats over. No.
Well, you told me all the most money they make is from popcorn and everything.
That is true.
Capitalism.
Right. Yeah.
Capitalism.
Ooh, we are 50-50, nice versus naughty Sandy from Greece.
All right. No, if you watch a double feature, how much popcorn are you going to eat? Whereas if they bring somebody new, they'll definitely buy popcorn. So, I get it. No, double features, I wouldn't do that if I owned a place.
Really? I would. Yeah. I think double features are awesome.
If you bought two big things of popcorn.
I'm just saying.
Then I would do it.
All right. Got a texter, Jim, your interview was on last night. That's where I sent the mugshot from.
So there must have been a picture.
Brian sent us the mugshot. Yeah.
I'll have to see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Let me see if I can find it. You look good though. You really did. You didn't look. Yeah.
I didn't see that. We didn't tell me that this morning. You saw it?
I didn't know that's where it was from.
That was a text.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. All right. Does it send to Civic Media?
I'm looking through the text
right now. I don't really check that as often as I should.
I know you don't.
I know. I should. I should. But I love Civic Media. Hey, I did my interview yesterday. That's going to be on Sunday at 1. And you know how we talk about...
For Lean Local?
Yes. And we talk about how great Green Bay is and I love this city, but some challenges. We had a lady on, we didn't use her last name, Mandy, who really, really struggled.
I've met Mandy.
Well, that's right. You did.
And went out to her place.
Trying to get that...
before it was even, up and running, her rehab place.
And fentanyl is just... I mean, you know, what's crazy about fentanyl, you guys, here in Green Bay, or Brown County, I should say, the number of deaths that they... And it's
There's
more...
a picture of you from last night. There you go. Oh, yeah, you look thin there.
Yeah, it's...
You do. You look thin. Did you darken your eyebrows for that? Did you? I'm serious. Did you? It looks like you put some mascara or something in your eyebrows.
John,
did you?
I sat down. It was a very quick 3-minute interview tops, but...
Do you have makeup on there?
No.
But your face looks thin. Congratulations.
It's the angle, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It's
great
angle. To the side.
Yeah.
Whoever did your camera shot,
yeah,
you better
that's
thank
very it flattering.
The people from Fox 11, John, you want to feel old? Just too young.
Oh, yeah.
23-year-old girls. One was from, not even from here, which is kind of, I got to get used to that, but they don't have any idea who
you are.
Your background.
I don't care. I don't like to say that, but it's just so much different than when Ben.
I don't care.
I don't really care.
They didn't know who I was. They didn't know I was the longest running mayor in Green Bay history.
I didn't care.
They didn't know. I basically started. I started Kids Day. I started the whole riverfront. You know what that was? Porn shops. It was all porn shops before I took over. And now you got the beautiful river walk here. You got everything. I did that. You never heard of that?
No, we haven't. We just want to ask you a question about the cooling center.
Okay. Can I tell you something else I did? Okay. I made Green Bay what it is today. I'm going to be honest with you. I was in the booth with Jerry Jones at the Super Bowl, and I sat next to John Travolta. And Travolta's man, you're cool. I'd like to come to Green Bay.
He didn't say that.
John. You're not staying at my house, so I got to be honest with you. I don't want you messing with my linen and my china collection.
Oh, my God. 6:58. John, yes, I did that interview.
Absolutely.
You guys never heard of me. You never heard of Jim Schmidt, the mayor. You never heard of Mayor Schmidt.
No, we haven't.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
That is true. They were young and dead. It didn't go exactly like that.
Pretty close. You never heard of me. He turns to his homeless guys. Cute guys. Can you believe it? They never heard of me.
That's fine. Right. I love my new life. So.
All right. Cool. All right. We got Mark Houston coming out for Bell and Sports Medicine. We got a guy from the Jugglers that are in town.
That's going to be awesome.
We got the weekend. What's up? We got live entertainment. We got a lot of stuff. Back after this. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from our table at the RNC in Milwaukee, just outside the Fiserv Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.